Flores and Gonzalez face off in District 34 debate. Clash of visions, Texas border business. The Texas Congressional District 34 race heated up during a lively debate hosted by NBC 23 and CBS 4. With the district's voters eager to hear from their candidates, the debate between former Congresswoman Myra Flores and incumbent Congressman Vicente Gonzalez delved into critical issues like the economy, border security, immigration, healthcare, and social services. The event, expertly moderated by CBS 4's Daisy Martinez and Brian Svensson, allowed the candidates to present their respective visions for District 34 and draw sharp contrasts between their approaches. The debate was evidence of the pressing issues at hand and the candidates' formidable stances, making it clear that this election is one of the most closely watched in the state. Economic policy took center stage as both candidates faced tough questions about inflation, wages, and housing costs. Myra Flores blamed the Biden administration for current inflation, explicitly pointing to overspending and excessive foreign aid. Flores argued for a return to Trump-era policies, which she believes created a stronger economy. Her economic plan focused on cutting federal spending and prioritizing domestic financial stability, a message she aligned with the struggles of Texans dealing with high living costs. Conversely, Vicente Gonzalez offered a more complicated view of inflation, attributing the economic strain primarily to the global pandemic. Gonzalez highlighted the current decrease in inflation rates under the Biden administration and emphasized the importance of addressing corporate price gouging. He pointed to the significant reduction in inflation from its 2021 peak and stressed that his policies are designed to bring costs down further. Regarding wage policies, Gonzalez strongly advocated for a minimum wage of $15 per hour. He framed the current $7.25 federal minimum wage as exploitative and out of touch with the realities faced by American workers, particularly in South Texas. Gonzalez's proposal seeks to uplift working-class Americans, ensuring wages keep pace with rising living costs. Myra Flores agreed with raising wages but was cautious, warning that such increases could damage small businesses. Her solution involved balancing wage hikes with cost-of-living reductions to prevent further strain on small employers. The housing crisis also came under scrutiny, with both candidates recognizing the urgent need for affordable housing. Flores linked the rise in housing costs to inflation, blaming the Biden administration's economic policies for the 44% increase in home prices. Gonzalez, however, blamed supply chain disruptions and material shortages, which he argued were remnants of the pandemic. His solution involved supporting home builders by lowering material costs and ensuring they have access to the necessary resources to meet growing demand. Given District 34's proximity to the U.S.-Mexico border, immigration and border security were pivotal topics during the debate. Flores took a firm stance, criticizing the Biden administration for rolling back Trump's border policies, which she claimed have led to an influx of illegal crossings and criminal activity. She advocated empowering Border Patrol agents and restoring stricter enforcement measures to secure the border. Gonzalez, meanwhile, laid out his vision for more comprehensive reform. His Safe Zone Act proposes asylum processing centers in Central America to alleviate pressure on the southern border. Gonzalez stressed the need to modernize the immigration system and collaborate on bipartisan solutions that would be both efficient and humane. The candidates diverged further on healthcare and social services. Flores focused on the high cost of living as the root of Texas's healthcare challenges. She advocated for reforms that would lower costs and expand access to healthcare, emphasizing a return to Trump-era policies to address these issues. Gonzalez, in contrast, called for expanding Medicaid in Texas and criticized the state's refusal to accept federal funds that could reduce the uninsured rate. Gonzalez noted that Texas has one of the highest uninsured rates in the nation, and he expressed frustration over the state's leadership in rejecting Medicaid expansion. Abortion was another divisive issue. Flores, identifying herself as pro-life, supports exceptions in cases where the mother's life is at risk or in instances of rape or abuse. She firmly opposed a national abortion ban without these exceptions. Gonzalez, however, argued that abortion should be treated as a healthcare issue. He condemned extreme abortion bans, such as those supported by Flores. He shared an emotional story of a constituent who had to travel to Mexico for life-saving medical care due to Texas's restrictive abortion laws. Gun control also ignited debate, particularly in the wake of the Uvalde school shooting. Gonzalez championed the Safer Communities Act, which allocates funding to improve school safety and restricts access to firearms for criminals. He took Flores to task for voting against the bill, calling her stance a disgrace. Flores responded by criticizing the minimal $3,000 funding for school the act provided for school safety and offered her alternative, the RGV Act, which she argued would dedicate more resources to protecting schools and preventing gun violence. As the debate came to a close, the candidates' closing statements captured their core messages. Myra Flores appealed to voters' economic concerns, urging them to vote based on how their financial situation has changed over the past 4 years. Her focus on returning to Trump-era policies was a clear nod to conservative voters seeking fiscal responsibility and strong border enforcement. On the other hand, Vicente Gonzalez leaned on his record in Congress, highlighting the federal funds he secured for District 34 and his experience in delivering pragmatic solutions to complex issues. The debate highlighted the contrasting visions these two candidates offer for the future of District 34. Flores presents a populist, conservative platform centered on economic relief, border security, and traditional values. Gonzalez, meanwhile, positions himself as a centrist Democrat with an emphasis on bipartisanship, social justice, and addressing systemic issues through comprehensive reforms. In this close race, both candidates have proven themselves formidable contenders. With his track record of securing federal resources, Gonzalez faces a strong and determined challenge from Flores, who resonates with voters eager for a return to the Trump administration's policies. Voters will ultimately decide which of these two distinct visions is best suited to lead District 34 into the future. The debate was a well-organized and profoundly informative event, thanks to the commendable work of the moderators. Their thorough and balanced approach allowed both candidates to articulate their positions clearly, giving voters the insight needed to make informed decisions. The high quality of the debate ensures that the issues most important to District 34 were front and center, providing voters with a true sense of what each candidate represents.